So in 2021, the Biden administration announced a goal of 30 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2030. In addition to that, the administration outlined a number of lease sales. It's hard to read, but the very last bar there is the Gulf of Maine. A commercial lease sale in the Gulf of Maine is scheduled for the third quarter of 2023. And after the lease sale, there'll be a number of years for planning and permitting before projects are constructed. But the work that we've been doing over the last 2 years to get input from stakeholders and help shape our overall roadmap plan will help inform the engagement that we do within the federal process. So just to talk a little bit about the federal commercial leasing process, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management within the Department of the Interior is in charge of federal offshore energy leasing and approving construction and operation plans for offshore wind. There is a separate agency that is tasked with environmental and safety enforcement. And right now we're in this blue box area here. The federal government is doing planning and analysis in preparation for a lease sale. There'll be a competitive auction in any for a number of areas. That number is not yet set by the BOEM, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. And then leaseholders will need to advance through site assessment, construction, and operation phases, which can take another 4-6+ years. Did you have a question?
I just wanted to orient folks to the slide we're on. It says 9 on the bottom. Oh. Some of them have numbers off, but it says renewable energy authorization process. It's kind of a rainbow gradient bar chart.
Our slides are not numbered correctly.
Ours is different than yours. So.
Oh.
Unless I'm looking at the wrong page.
It's small.
Yeah, ours
is like this.
I'll show you occasionally.
You're on exactly the right page.
We've got the special version, and you guys don't. Yep. Right, large print.
I'll get the poster board.
Simple words, no more than one syllable. Thanks.
So taking a step into the planning process, you can see on the top of the slide here, the red chart or the red boxes. The BOEM is in the draft call stage. And this is a winnowing process where they take a larger area and then over the course of months and years will then narrow down to a specific area that they will then include in the auction. And so we're kind of a third of the way through in terms of the process there. So the slide with the map, this is what BOEM has released in terms of a draft call area. And it's important to note that this is not what they're intending to see development all over this, but what they use this for is to get input from the public, from states, stakeholders looking at fisheries and wildlife data to help inform future winnowing of this area. The state, and one thing to note is that it is 20 miles from the coastline. That's a first step that they made, which is I think important to protect some of our important fisheries. And in addition to that, you can see in some of the Governor's Energy Office coordinated comments across state agencies to make sure that we are bringing in views from our roadmap process from stakeholders and from agencies when communicating to BOEM. And so we put forward a lengthy comment letter in the last filing, and we'll continue to do so to advocate for Maine interests in the future actions from the federal government. And so with that, I'm happy to take questions and then we can move on to